Leading the news this morning, the Prime Minister Julia Gillard is this morning poised to announce a deal with the big miners on the super profits tax. It's understood a deal could include lifting the rate at which the super profits tax kicks in. The headline rate of 40% may also be cut. At least 35 people have been killed in three suicide attacks at a Muslim shrine. More than 100 others were injured when bombers targeted the Sufi shrine in Lahore in the city in the country's east. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The International Cricket Council has given Cricket Australia until the end of August to offer another vice presidential candidate. The ICC has rejected the former Prime Minister John Howard's bid for the job. Mr Howard has returned to Australia from Singapore, but he's refusing to withdraw his nomination. Lawyers for former Queensland doctor Mohamed Mahanif say a defamation case will only go ahead if a compensation settlement isn't reached. Dr Hanif was arrested after failed terrorist attacks in London and Glasgow in 2007. He had his visa cancelled, but the case against him collapsed. And the Australian Medical Association says the Jayant Patel case could undermine confidence in doctors and surgeons across the country. Patel has been sentenced to 7 years in jail for the manslaughter of three patients at Bundaberg's Base Hospital between 2003 and 2005, as well as inflicting grievous bodily harm on a fourth man.